I hereby call the Senate to order. Prayer will be offered by the chaplain, Reverend Dennis Morum from Cloquet, Minnesota.
Again, it is my privilege to be with you, my honor indeed. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we give thanks unto you for this new year and for all the opportunities, all the possibilities that this year holds. Thank you for this new legislative session. I pray for these men and women, these senators who have been directed by their interests and their passions to serve the people of this great state in a very challenging and honoring capacity. Give each of them, I pray, your guidance, your wisdom, your energy, your protection during these coming months. May they see themselves not only as servants of those whom they represent, but also may they see themselves as your servants, bringing your good and your well-being to the people of Minnesota. Lord, there are many needs and concerns in many areas of the world, some of which we read about in the news and hear in the news, and some which are known only to you and the peoples involved. We pray for those families and loved ones of those who died in the Air Asia plane crash, and as many wait to still hear of the finding of their loved ones. Surround them with individuals who give them care and supportive love. We pray for the many troubled areas of the world, the conflict and tensions in the Middle East, the persistent threat of terrorism, the brutality of ISIS, and the strain between many countries, along with the instability of many economies in the world. We continuously pray for your direction upon our world leaders and those concerned, that we may move toward greater stability and peace throughout the world. And in our own country, we pray that you would always direct us as we strive for greater understanding, acceptance, and appreciation for each other as members of your very diverse human family. Again, thank you for all of your countless, countless blessings. Amen.
Amen. Please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. You may be seated. Colleagues, I am so delighted to convene the 89th session of the Minnesota State Senate and very honored to be with you. I noted to Senator Bach the other day that this is my first visit to the Senate floor. And I hope that it is an auspicious beginning. So far, I have avoided falling on the stairs or otherwise bringing embarrassment to the executive branch. For that, I am grateful. But in seriousness, I hope that this is the beginning of what Governor Dayton and I sincerely hope will and expect will be a straightforward, productive working relationship between the Senate and our administration in 2015 for the benefit of all Minnesota. So please accept my congratulations, my very best wishes, and my pledge to work closely with all of you in the months ahead for a productive session for the good of the whole. Thank you very much. I hereby appoint Senator Leroy A. Stumpf as Clerk Pro Tem, who will call the roll by legislative district in numerical order. When your name is called, please respond present.
Morning, everyone. First District, Leroy A. Stumpf, present. Second District, Rod Skoy. Third District, Thomas Bach. Fourth District, Kent Eakin. Fifth District, Tom Saxhog. 6th District, David J. Tomasoni. 7th District, Roger J. Reinert. 8th District, Bill Ingebritsen. 9th District, Paul E. Gazelka. 10th District, Carrie Rood. 11th District, Tony Laurie. 12th District, Tori N. Westrom. 13th District, Michelle L. Fishbach. 14th District, John C. Peterson. 15th District, David M. Brown. 16th District, Gary H. Dams. 17th District, Lyle Coonan. 18th District, Scott J. Newman. 19th District, Kathy Sharon. I believe she's been excused. 20th District, Kevin L. Dahl. 21st District, Matt Schmidt. 22nd District, Bill Weber. 23rd District, Julie A. Rosen. 24th District, Vicki Jensen. 25th District, David H. Senjum. 26th District, Carla L. Nelson. J. Nelson. 27th District, Dan Sparks. 28th District, Jeremy R. Miller. 29th District, Bruce D. Anderson. 30th District, Mary Kiffmeyer. 31st District, Michelle B. R. Benson. 32nd District, Sean R. Newman, R. Ninau. 33rd District, David J. Osmick. 34th District, Warren Limmer. 35th District, Brandon Peterson. 36th District, John A. Hoffman. 37th District, Alice M. Johnson. 38th District, Roger C. Chamberlain. 39th District, Karen Housley. 40th District, Chris A. Eaton. 41st District, Barb J. Goodwin. 42nd District, Bev Scalzi. 43rd District, Charles W. Weger. 44th District, Terry E. Bonhoff. 45th District, Ann H. Rest. 46th District, Ron Latz. 47th District, Julianne E. Ortman. 48th District, David W. Hahn. 49th District, Melissa Franzen. 50th District, Melissa H. Wickman. 51st District, Jim Carlson. 52nd District, James P. Metzen. 53rd District, Susan Kent. 54th District, Katie Sieben. 55th District, Eric R. Pratt. 56th District, Dan D. Hall. 57th District, Greg D. Clausen. 58th District, David A. Thompson. 59th District, Bobby Joe Champion. 60th District, Kerry Dietzick. 61st District, D. Scott Dibble. 62nd District, Jeff Hayden. 63rd District, Patricia Torres Ray. 64th District, Richard J. Cohen. 65th District, Sandra L. Pappas. 66th District, John Marty. 67th District, Fawn Herr.
Thank you, Senator. A quorum is present. Without objection, Senator Sharon will be excused from today's session. The next order of business is the election of the President of the Senate. Are there any nominations?
Madam Lieutenant Governor.
Senator Cohen.
Madam Lieutenant Governor, I'd like to nominate for President Senator Sandra L. Pappas for President of the Minnesota State Senate. And let me, if I might, in making the nomination, offer just a couple of words. Senator Pappas and I have known each other for many years. My third term in the House was her first term in the House before I came here to the Senate. And then she came to the Senate 4 years after I was elected to my first term. So we've served together for many years and have been very close colleagues and close friends. And I can speak to Senator Pappas's growing national reputation for the work that she's done as President of the Senate, but more importantly for our purposes, can speak to her civility, her sense of fairness, her decorum, her knowledgeable running of the Minnesota State Senate. Those are the trademarks of what makes a very great President of the Senate and why I'm so proud to have the opportunity to nominate Senator Pappas. And if members would also allow me just a personal note relative to this nomination, it will certainly make a difference to have somebody presiding over the State Senate who will be of support and help to me as we try to maintain the speed limit on I-35.
Senator Pappas has been nominated. Are there any other nominations?
Madam Lieutenant Governor.
Senator Hahn.
Thank you. Madam Lieutenant Governor, I'd like to place in a nomination the name of Senator Michelle Fischbach for President of the Senate. As many of you know, Senator Fischbach has served this distinguished body for a number of terms, and having also served as President of the Senate, we certainly respect her sense of fairness and her commitment to do the work of the Senate in an expeditious way. So I place Senator Fischbach's name in nomination.
Thank you. Are there any other nominations? Nominations. Seeing no other nominations, nominations are closed. The clerk pro tem will call the roll in alphabetical order. Members, please vote by saying the last name of the candidate.
Anderson. Bach. Benson. Bonhoeff. Brown. Carlson. Chamberlain. Champion. Clausen. Cohen. Dahl. Dames. Dibble. Itzik. Eaton. Eakin. Fischbach. Franzen. Gazelka. Goodwin. Hall. Hand. Herr. Hayden. Hoffman. Housley. Ingebrigtsen. Jensen. Johnson. Kent. Kiffmeyer. Keenan. Conan. Latz.
Pappas.
Limmer.
Fishman.
Laurie. Marty. Metzen. Miller. Nelson. Newman. Enow. Ortman. Osmick. Pappas. Peterson J. Peterson B. Pratt. Reinert. Rest. Rosen. Rude. Saxhog. Scalzi. Schmidt. Senjum. Sharon. Sieben. Skoy. Sparks. Stumpf. Pappas. Thompson. Tomasoni. Terezre. Weber. Westrom. Weger. Wicklund.
By a vote of 38 to 28, Senator Pappas, having received a vote of 38 to 28, has been elected president. Senator Pappas, please come forward and take the oath as administered by the Honorable David Knutson, District Court Judge.
Approaching, just let me say it's a pleasure for me to be back in the chambers, and I just want to thank all of you for the work you do serving the citizens of the state of Minnesota. And to discharge.
I do.
Congratulations.
All right, thank you.
It's great.
Thanks so much. Good to see you too. Thanks so much. Thank you all very much. I really appreciate the vote, and I look forward to serving you as your Senate President for the next 2 years. And I hope that together we can continue to be proud of this place that we work and we live in and continue to serve the people of Minnesota. So moving right along. The next order of business is the election of officers. Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move the nomination of Joanne M. Zoff for Secretary of the Senate.
Ms. Joanne M. Zoff has been nominated. Are there any other nominations? Therefore, nominations are closed. The clerk pro tem will call the roll in alphabetical order. Please indicate the candidate Zoft.
Anderson. Bach. Benson. Bonhoeff. Brown. Carlson. Chamberlain. Champion. Clausen. Cohen. Dahl. Dames, Dibble, Dietzick, Eaton, Eakin, Fishbach, Franzen, Gazelka, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Herr, Hayden, Hoffman, Housley, Ingebrigtsen, Jensen, Johnson, Kent, Giffmeyer, Kunin, Latz, Limmer, Laurie, Marty, Metzen, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Enow, Ortman, Osmick, Pappas,
Soft,
Peterson J, Peterson B, Pratt, Reinert, Rest, Rosen, Rude, Saxhog, Scalzi, Schmidt, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Sparks, Stumpf, Zoff, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Weber, Westrom, Wieger, Wicklund. Three, four. Bonhoff. Chamberlain. Pratt.
Having received 66 votes of the Senate, Ms. Joanne M. Zoft has been elected Secretary of the Senate. Ms. Zoft, please come forward and subscribe to the oath as administered by the Honorable David Knutson.
I do.
Congratulations. Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move that the election to other elective offices be made on one roll call unless there should be more than one nomination for any office.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Marty.
Madam President, I'm honored to nominate Colleen Pacheco for First Assistant Secretary. As members know, she served the Senate very ably for many years, and I think we've all enjoyed working with her, and I think she'll continue to do a great job.
Senator Metzen. Senator Metzen, for the purpose of nominating Mr. Lynn.
Madam President, I nominate Michael R. Lynn to be Second Assistant Secretary. I'm pleased to do this. He was my right-hand person when I was at the desk there for about 8 years, and he's really a very good assistant.
Senator Wieger.
Thank you, Madam President. I'm honored to nominate Melissa Mapes as Engrossing Secretary. She has served our Senate in an exemplary fashion for the past 10 years. She's a product of Anoka High School, went to Morris, outstanding academic record. I'm sure you would all agree that her service has been exemplary and supererogatory.
Senator Rest.
Madam President, it is my honor and pleasure to nominate Sven Lindquist for Sergeant at Arms.
Senator Tomasoni.
Thank you, Madam President. It is my honor and pleasure to nominate Marilyn Logan Hall for Assistant Sergeant at Arms. Marilyn has worked for the Senate for 24 years, and she's been the Assistant Sergeant for the last 10 years, and she does an exemplary job.
Senator Bach.
Madam President, it's my privilege to nominate the Reverend Dennis Morham to be the Senate Chaplain for the 89th session of the State Senate. Did an outstanding job the last 2 years as our chaplain, and I'm very honored to recommend him today.
Are there any other nominations? Nominations, therefore, are closed. The secretary will call the roll in alphabetical order. Members may vote for all the officers by saying nominees.
Anderson. Bach. Benson. Bonhoff. Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Champion, Clausen, Cohen, Dahl, Dames, Dibble, Dietzick, Eaton, Eakin, Fishbach, Franzen, Gazelka, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Herr, Hayden, Hoffman, Housley, Ingebrigtsen, Jensen, Johnson, Kent, Kiffmeyer, Kunin, Latz, Limmer, Laurie, Marty, Metzen, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Ortman, Osmick, Pappas, Peterson J, Peterson B, Pratt, Reinert, Rest, Rosen, Rude, Saxhog, Scalzi, Schmidt, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Sparks, Stumpf, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Weber, Westrom, Uyghur, and Wickland.
Receiving 66 votes of the Senate, the nominees are elected to their respective offices. Please come forward and subscribe to the oath as administered by the Honorable David L. Knutson.
The faces look familiar. If I could have each of you please raise your right hand to be sworn. Do each of you solemnly swear to support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Minnesota and to discharge faithfully your duties as officers of the Minnesota Senate to the best of your judgment and ability, so help you God? Congratulations. Thank you.
The next order of business is motions and resolutions. The Secretary will report Senate Resolution Number 1.
Senators Bach and Hahn introduce Senate Resolution Number 1, a Senate resolution naming a majority leader and a minority leader.
Senator Bach.
Madam President, this is the standard resolution to get the Senate organized that names Senator Hahn as the minority leader and myself as the majority leader of the Senate for the 89th session. I move Senate Resolution Number 1.
That's a voice vote. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The Secretary will report Senate Resolution Number 2.
Senators Bach and Hahn introduce Senate Resolution Number 2, a Senate resolution relating to rules, adopting temporary rules for the 89th session of the legislature.
Senator Bach.
Madam President, this resolution adopts what were the permanent rules of the Senate for the last session with two small changes. One is you'll notice if you've had any bill jackets drafted by the revisor's office, you now are signing two copies of jackets for submission to the front desk rather than previously we had three. I guess we've discovered kind of in our space needs around here that there really wasn't a need for a third copy of a bill's introduction. So that is one change. The other change is something that the Rules Committee had considerable conversation about near the end of session last year, and that was the issuing of credentials to press that are going to provide news coverage of the Senate. They're under the current rule, last year's permanent rules, the rule said that credentials may not be granted to a political organization. The change being proposed, and I want to thank Senator Newman for working on this with us and with counsel, the additional language included is, in addition to not issuing credentials to political organizations, that the political organization language include that we also will not issue credentials to individuals affiliated with a political organization. So Senator Newman, I want to thank you for working on that. Other than that, members, the rules are the same rules that we worked with under the last session. These will be our temporary rules until the time when the Senate Rules Committee is able to meet, promulgate new rules to bring back for the Senate to consider. I move adoption of Senate Resolution Number 2.
Discussion. Senator Hall.
Thank you, Madam President. Members, I'll be opposing this rule. And simply, although I see there are some good parts that have been changed, and I appreciate that, but the part that's always concerned me and that I brought up in the past has been the rule that does not allow the chaplain of the day to pray to the deity that he believes is his personal deity. And thus, I believe it is a constitutional right or freedom that is being taken away from our members or the chaplain of the day. I think we as Minnesotans should be those that stand up for the First Amendment, should be leaders in standing up for it, in the freedom of religion, speech, press, assembly, petitioning the government. I don't believe in this chamber we should have this type of discrimination, so I will be opposing it today.
Senator Hamm.
Thank you, Madam President. I just want to recognize that we did raise the issue in the minority about the press credentials, and I want to thank the majority and the body for recognizing that there was a need for clarification. Some of us might have thought the rules that we had were sufficient, but clarity helps, and we want to just express appreciation for the change in the rules with respect to press credentials. Thank you.
Is there any more discussion? Then the vote is on the Bach motion to adopt. The secretary will take the roll. All members having voted, the secretary will close the roll. There being 63 ayes and 3 nays, the motion prevails. The resolution is adopted. Secretary will report Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 1.
Senators Bach and Han introduced Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 1, a Senate Concurrent Resolution relating to the adoption of temporary joint rules.
Senator Bach.
Madam President, this continues the same temporary rules that we had with the House in the previous biennium. I would move adoption of Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 1.
Is there any discussion? Seeing no discussion, the secretary will take the roll. Secretary shall close the roll. There being 66 ayes and 0 nays, the motion prevails. The resolution is adopted. Secretary will report Senate Resolution Number 3.
Senators Bach and Han introduce Senate Resolution Number 3, a Senate resolution relating to standing committees.
Senator Bach.
Madam President, this is the standard resolution adopting the standing committees and the membership on the committees for the upcoming biennium. I move Senate Resolution Number 3.
Is there any discussion? Senator Goodwin.
Madam President, I don't see Health and Human Service Finance Committee on this list.
Senator Bach.
Madam President, all of the finance divisions are divisions of the full finance committee, so they're not named as a standing committee in the rules.
Is there any more discussion? All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The resolution is adopted. The Senate Secretary will report Senate Resolution Number 4.
Senators Bach and Hahn introduce Senate Resolution Number 4, a Senate resolution relating to the schedule of standing committee meetings.
Senator Bach.
Madam President, this resolution indicates the times and rooms that the standing committees have been assigned for the upcoming biennium. I move Senate Resolution Number 4.
Is there any discussion? All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The resolution is adopted. The Secretary will report Senate Resolution Number 5.
Senators Bach and Hahn introduce Senate Resolution Number 5, a Senate resolution relating to postage.
Senator Bach.
Madam President, members, Senate Resolution Number 5 indicates the amount of postage that members will receive for the upcoming biennium. There's one small change from the rules of the last biennium. We've reduced the amount of postage from $2,750 to $2,740. That was a request by the state or the Senate Post Office, so they didn't have to break the sleeves of stamps in half in order to accommodate the 50. The 40 is a more divisible number. I move Senate Resolution Number 5.
Is there any discussion? Secretary will take the roll. All members having voted, Secretary will close the roll. There being 66 ayes and 0 nays, the motion prevails. The resolution is adopted. The Secretary will report Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 2.
Senators Bach and Hahn introduce Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 2, a Senate Concurrent Resolution relating to parking space in the Capitol area for members of the legislature and staff.
Senator Bach.
Madam President, members, this is the standard resolution that allows the Secretary of the Senate to deduct from members and from legislative staff the requested amount from the Department of Administration to reimburse the state for parking on the Capitol grounds for the next biennium. I move Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 2.
Is there any discussion? Seeing none, the Secretary will take the roll. The Secretary will close the roll. There being 66 ayes and 0 nays, the motion prevails and the resolution is adopted. The Secretary will report Senate Resolution Number 6.
Senators Bach and Hahn introduce Senate Resolution Number 6, a Senate resolution relating to the attendance of members of standing committees at meetings and seminars held within this state, providing for the payment of expenses.
Senator Bach.
Madam President, this is the same format as the previous rules that allows for the payment of expenses to members of the Senate or employees for meetings around the state, within the state. I move Senate Resolution Number 6.
Is there any discussion? Seeing none, the Secretary will take the roll.
Mm-hmm.
All senators having voted, the secretary will close the roll. There being 66 ayes and 0 nays, the motion prevails. The resolution is adopted. The secretary will report Senate Resolution Number 7.
Senators Bach and Hahn introduce Senate Resolution Number 7, a Senate resolution naming a president pro tem.
Senator Bach.
Madam President, this resolution names Senator Ann H. Rest as the Senate pro tem of the Senate. I move Senate Resolution Number 7.
Is there any discussion? All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The resolution is adopted. The secretary will report Senate Resolution Number 8.
Senators Bach and Hahn introduce Senate Resolution Number 8, a Senate resolution relating to appointment of a committee to notify the governor that the Senate is organized.
Senator Bach.
Madam President, this resolution requests the Senate President to appoint a committee of 8 members to notify that the governor that the Senate is duly organized. I move Senate Resolution Number 8.
Is there any discussion? All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The resolution is adopted. Pursuant to the foregoing resolution, I make the following appointments. Senators Marty, Johnson, Senjum, Bonoff, Ingebrigtsen, Kiffmeyer, Torres Ray, and Hahn. Continuing under motions and resolutions, the secretary will report Senate Resolution Number 9.
Senators Bach and Hahn introduce Senate Resolution Number 9, a Senate resolution to notify the House of Representatives that the Senate is organized.
Senator Bach.
Madam President, this resolution directs the Secretary of the Senate to notify the House of Representatives that the Senate is duly organized. I move Senate Resolution Number 9.
All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion prevails. The resolution is adopted. Are there any announcements? Are there any announcements? I actually have 2 announcements. Just a reminder to members that tomorrow is the One Minnesota Conference at the Humphrey. And members who'd like to take the Green Line Light Rail can do that. And also, there is another meeting on Thursday morning on civil discourse, and that will be held on the 5th floor of the Veterans Building. And you have an email as to how you should RSVP for both of these events. And I encourage members, as their schedules allow, to take advantage of these opportunities to learn more things about our state and to learn better ways that we can get along together and progress for One Minnesota. Seeing no other announcements, then Senator Bach.
Well, Madam President, members, welcome back, and look forward to renewing old acquaintances as we move forward. I would encourage you to attend the One Minnesota Conference tomorrow, those kind of events outside the building where we have an opportunity to network together in a bipartisan way, I think, are helpful to the functioning of the Senate. And further, would like to ask for everybody's patience. This is going to be a very, very difficult legislative session. The logistics of this Capitol, you can start to see today, and the public is starting to see, are going to be very challenging. And the fact that the Senate is going to have to operate with 3 hearing rooms due to the renovations, you'll notice the committee times have been compressed, and it's going to be quite challenging. So to members and staff alike, let's be patient with each other. This is going to be difficult surroundings, not only for all of us, but for the public, as we try to figure out how to conduct a legislative session in a building that's under significant renovation. So when your temper starts to feel it flare a little bit, please count to 10. But before we sound off on each other, it's going to be stressful enough without us getting at each other's throats. With that, Madam President, I move the Senate do now adjourn until Thursday, January 8th, 11 a.m.
Before I take that motion, I just wanted the members whose names I called off who are going over to the governor's office in the Veterans Service Building, it's a short 10-minute walk through the tunnel, to please meet back at the sergeant's office, and you'll have the resolution to take over to the governor. On the motion to adjourn, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The motion prevails, and the Senate stands adjourned.